Now, the rest of the story. There was a lot of competition among newspapers in that town, and Frank Hatton owned one of the papers. In his struggle for journalistic survival, he conceived a masterpiece of public relations. His newspaper would organize an essay contest for local school children, the future journalists of America, and the event would be concluded in a lavish award ceremony. And to provide music for this outdoor ceremony, Frank chose John. John would conduct the band. Plans proceeded smoothly that spring. The presentation was scheduled Saturday, June 15, and then one day shortly before it, newspaperman Frank Hatton met musician John by chance on the street. They briefly discussed the coming occasion, and Frank's eyes lit up. What the ceremony needed was a musical number composed especially for the ceremony. John nodded. Yes, there was enough time to write just such a piece, and the more he thought of it, the more he liked the idea. Well, the day of the presentation was sunny and exquisite. Promptly at 4 o'clock, John stepped in front of the band and led them in an opening rendition, and people were still arriving when the next number was announced. It was the special piece that John had written for the occasion. As the music began, latecomers, casually conversing, were suddenly silent. For John's creation was joyous, compelling, exciting. It was filled with strains that continue to haunt the hearers even after the piece was finished. Well, the rest of the story is one of twofold success. Frank Hatton's newspaper made it big, emerged as the major voice in its community, and one of the most prestigious daily publications in the world. Frank's newspaper was the Washington Post. The Washington Post. Now, about John the musician. His composition was a tremendous success. Some even linked the progress of the Washington Post newspaper to the phenomenal popularity of John's piece bearing the same name. For you see, the number he wrote for that award ceremony back in June of 1889 was the Washington Post March. John, of course, was leader of the United States Marine Band John Philip Sousa, remembered even now a century later as the March King. The Washington Post remains second only to the Stars and Stripes Forever, among the most popular marches Sousa ever wrote. In later years, Sousa would marvel at the far-reaching impact of the Washington Post March. In Europe, he noted, every two-step dance eventually became known as a Washington Post. In one New England town, a ball was given in which there were 22 dances scheduled on the program. On that occasion, at the insistence of all in attendance, the Washington Post March was repeated 22 times. American soldiers reported hearing the tune in remote peasant villages in France. One army major was astonished to encounter a Filipino boy performing the Washington Post March on a violin in the middle of a jungle in Borneo. Such was the saga of a song for a ceremony, a march that made a Washington, D.C. newspaper world famous and a Philadelphia music publisher rich, and John Philip Sousa. Well, John Philip Sousa charged his music publisher $25 for the piano arrangement, $5 for the band arrangement, and $5 for the orchestra arrangement, and that was it. Despite the incredible, inestimable wealth accrued by the Washington Post March, the most money John Philip Sousa, who authored it, the most money he ever saw for it, was $35. And now you know the rest of the story.